Hey everyone, it's Brother Gary with Hands Across the Border Devotional, and we're going to continue on through the Gospel of John, John chapter 11, verse number 5. The Bible, the Word of God tells us, "Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that, saith he to his disciples, Let us go into Judea again. His disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit, Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking a rest and sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him." And so we're dealing with the sickness of Lazarus, and there's some keys we can pick up on here for you and I. Number one is this. Look at verse number 5. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. And so when you're going through difficult times, it's necessary to remember during trials that the Lord loves us. He loves us more than anybody, right? The Bible tells us that he gave his only begotten son. So never forget, no matter how dark the circumstances may become around us, no matter what trials we may be going through, remember this: God loves us. Because if we'll remember that, the rest falls into place. The key is if we begin to question whether he loves us or not, then anything goes and our imaginations go crazy. So remember this, number one, that God loves us. Now notice in verse number 6, he knew he was sick, he knew he had died, and yet he didn't take off right away. You know, when he had heard therefore that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place. And so you and I, when things happen, oftentimes our emotions get the best of us and we jump out and begin to do things, and we make decisions based on our emotions. But we need to notice something here is, number one, God loves us, and number two, he has his own timing. He has his own timing. So though we may think he needs to do something right away, he knows what's best for you and I. That's why that mindset of he loves me has to be number one, because he does things at his own timing. Now notice the third thing here that we can see today is Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? Remember, he says, man, we're going to go here. They're saying, Lord, do you not know these guys are wanting to kill you? And Jesus says, there's 12 hours in the day. And what he's trying to say is this, is that we only have a certain amount of time to do what we need to do. It doesn't matter who's for us, who's against us, but nothing can shorten the time that God gives us here to do what we're here to do. And there's enough time to do the things that he wants us to do. So what we need to realize, number one, he loves us. Number two, he does things in his own timing. And realize this, we have a certain amount of time. The Bible says, for it is appointed unto man once to die, after this the judgment. So each of us have a certain amount of time on this earth. There's an appointment for you and I when we leave this earth, whether it be through the rapture or whether it be through death. And so while we're in that time, there's enough time to do the Father's will. No matter what anybody's doing around us, we have to remember that. And we only have a certain amount of time that we have to complete whatever the will of God is for our lives. So nothing can shorten the time. There's enough time to do his will, and there's a certain amount of time, and don't waste that time. That's what we need to realize here. God has a time for you and I to do his will. And lastly, he says this, verse 15. He says, "And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there." What? Jesus just told him that Lazarus died, and now he tells him, "I'm glad I wasn't there. I'm glad he died." That's crazy, humanly speaking, isn't it? But why was he glad? Because he knows the outcome. He knew what was going to happen. Remember all the way back in verse number 4, he said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God." And that's ultimately what our lives are for, is to glorify God. And in order for you and I to do that, we have to put to the forefront and remember God loves us. And he does things according to his timing. And he gives us a certain amount of time, and we're not to waste it. And remember this, though you and I may not know the outcome to what trial we're going through maybe right now, he does. And you know what it'll do if you and I stay focused on the Lord? It'll glorify him. And it'll help us in our everyday life. I pray this helped you. May the Lord bless you.